It's another day and I'm on my power walk, and boy oh boy, I have some things to say. So, to Governor Ron DeSantis, sir, there's a lot of stuff that you got going on, sir, that people have questions about. I have questions, sir. I'm so intrigued, okay? You done went to the internet to say thoughts and prayers regarding the FSU shooting. Meanwhile, you've allowed a bill and a law to be into place to make it easier for folks to have access to weapons. On top of that, y'all ducking and dodging the questions about Hope Florida, and the executive director done stepped down, board members stepping down, and people got questions about the money that was funneled into this organization. And then you try to get your little baby, your wife, to run to be the governor of Florida after spending so much time in that office not complying to record requests and not being transparent about some of these records and these things you've been doing in his office, sir. It's wild. It's wild. You literally sat there and was like, this is what I'm gonna do for the state of Florida. Meanwhile, Tallahassee's in shambles. The medical system here in Tallahassee's in shambles. The infrastructure here in Tallahassee's in shambles. I know, because I'm here. And you go sit your behind down in this chair talking about we adopting Gulf of America. Sir, can you read the room? Can you read the state? And then denying federal funding for these back-to-back hurricanes that we have, where insurance companies are pulling out before hurricane season because they don't got it. But I ain't even about to tap into insurance and the... Let me exercise my strategies of deep breathing. This is very personal for me because policy is personal. All of this stuff impacts me just like it impacts you. And this is why I'm saying we have to be very intentional with our lawmakers and the folks that are in these positions and hold them accountable to what they've agreed to. Because this right here is wild. The math ain't mathin'. Okay, let's move away from Governor Ron DeSantis for a moment. If your child is in public education, they will be entering the next school year with reduced resources when some of these school districts can't even keep up with their deferred maintenance now. Some school districts can't even keep up with paying our educators in the way that educators should be paid. And it's very clear that we're moving to having more of a digitized classroom, but we don't even have the computers and the infrastructure for that. I am an educator. I taught business education. I taught computers. And when you have all those computers running on that server, you know how many times the server crashed at my school? We can't have a one-to-one. We couldn't afford it. And now we're sitting children down to do these electronic tests to determine performance. By the way, the measurement federally, poof, gone away. So who sets the standard here at this point? You got the Department of Education. Oh, good old Miss Linda going to an AI conference saying A1, and then on the news when there's conversations about the IDEA law, and she has no idea what this law says or what this law means. Y'all, pay attention. Pay attention. So the school that's right out here, this school, Lincoln, the shooter at FSU went to school here. So when I tell you this is serious, I tell you this is personal, we have to pay attention, please. Because our children deserve better. Prayers to FSU, and again, for the lawmakers who have been complicit with these laws, save your thoughts and prayers. Save your statements. We don't need them. We don't need them. That goes for you too, Governor Ron DeSantis. We don't need your thoughts and prayers. We need change of policy, and we need you to stop playing games with state resources. So I hope that there's more answers about this Hope Florida and some of the other things that you've been doing. You know, you've been flying planes that belong to the state, and you've been using state's resources to help your campaign when you ran for president. Oh, we didn't forget. I'll never forget one of Ron DeSantis. I think her title was press secretary. Maybe I'm going to put the receipt right here. She told me to go kickboxing and go drink a margarita. So what I tell you, it's really important that we are intentional with the folks that are in these positions. because they are to serve the people. And now Casey's around here talking about she may run to be the governor of Florida. And I don't see it for her. Why? Because her husband hasn't been accountable and transparent and has operated with integrity. So how you going to do any different? Because you've been enabling it, Casey. Casey, you know me. Go check them books. You know me. I had a badge. So I don't understand why people want to play games as it relates to our children right now in this vital time, but I'm not going to sit and stand for it. So I'm not going to sit and stand for it. That's cute. Because I'm not sitting nor standing for no foolishness. My shirt says protect our young kings and queens. You can find that available at teachingfortheculture.com. And speaking of, there's a trademark dispute update. So on the 14th of April, the paralegal in this matter, and again, all this information is public record, so you can go see it yourself. You don't have to go for my word. I'm actually going to post it here. You can go see it, okay? So on the 14th of April, she sends another letter to Shauna Brown, the founder of Teach for the Culture, LLC, who was not represented by an attorney. And if you missed the last update, her last attorney sent a motion to withdraw due to non-responsiveness and failure to pay and owes them $7,000. That's what the documents say. So, okay. So the trademark office is giving Shauna Brown 30 days to explain to them why a default judgment should not be put in place as it relates to this matter. And currently, this proceeding is suspended. So now she has until May 14th to respond to the trademark office, although she didn't respond the last 30 days. So I don't know why we're having another 30 days, but I'm letting this play out. I really have no choice. So we're now waiting on this new date, May the 14th. And just like she didn't respond the first time, I hope that she don't respond now. And if she do respond, great. Because have your receipts. Because you definitely didn't provide that in discovery. I hope and pray that the obstacles and the battles that you're dealing with, that God provides a way. Now more than ever, I have no doubt in my mind that I'm one of God's favorites. And it's very evident the covering that God has over my life and my family's life. Yesterday marked 1 year since my father had his surgery of removing his voice box, and he was able to preach the word of God last month. Thank you, Jesus. My dad is working on a virtual ministry that I will be assisting in the production of, and God is so good. God is so good. So I am praying that whatever obstacles and the things that you are facing that God provides, that you're able to accomplish and achieve all the things that you desire. And to these lawmakers, I'm praying for you too. Because the fact that you could sit on this internet after passing laws and policy, your thoughts and prayers are not needed. The change in policy is needed. Do your job. With the permitless carry bill, folks were surveyed for that. And 77% of people, the people that y'all represent, said no, leave it the way it is. If someone wants a gun, there are ways in order to get access to it. Why are you reducing the methods and making it more accessible when these killings are the number one reason why our young children and teens die? You care about kids so much so, but rolling back these protections. And if I can recall correctly, I believe there was a bill that allowed children to carry on college campuses. Let me pull the receipt on that, because I could have sworn that at one point there was a bill filed that did not move through and be signed into law. But I do believe a state representative, I want to know who that was, that said that it would be okay for these college students to carry firearms on college campuses. Let me do some research on that. I might be wrong, and sometimes I am. And this is why you gotta get the receipts, because people lie, receipts don't. So we care so much about the kids and our children in the state of Florida, but we're rolling back workplace protections or making the sale and the transactions of having a gun easier. The number one killer. The number one killer. So what do you say to that? So what you do with this information? I hope that there are conversations that are had with the people in your village about politics. And while I understand that some people don't want to talk about politics, I re-uplift and emphasize that you can't afford not to have conversations about politics. There are some unintended consequences that exist when we don't keep the eyes on the people who have decided to take ownership for the decisions that are made. There's parents on average that don't know who their actual school board member is by district, or they don't know who is over the county commission in their area, or even their district number, or even to be empowered to find that information. And that's something that we need to provide and make this more accessible. And although a Google search will do, I also think that it's not on people's minds when they're literally just trying to figure out how to survive out here. The goalpost keeps moving as it relates to how to be sustainable out here, and folks have to pivot. You have restaurants that are closing down because they can't afford the new price of eggs and had to shift their entire menu because of what's available and accessible and the price points that they're in. We need to pray for one another. We need to truly pray, and pray P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y, okay? Because there's some people that somehow have gotten it confused where they are praying on folks, but it's the E-Y. Let me put the definition so that you can see the difference. You read that? Mm-hmm. So we have to be intentional. And this concludes my power walk on the swings, my happy space, my happy place, and that fuels my inner child. Do something for you today, this weekend, and love on each other, please, because there's a lot going on around here, and we need a lot more prayers, but we need even more action.